couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPosito, and the Celtics blow the doors off the Pistons, 129-102, improved to 56-14 on the season, and the Celtics have now won 8 straight games. They are just continuing to lap the Eastern Conference. Going to follow today's podcast similar. There's not a lot of negatives. There are a couple things, though, that I do want to touch on. We're going to go through play of the game, run through some of the highs, a little bit of the lows, talk about where the Celtics stand in the Eastern Conference, in the NBA. But to get things started here, got to give play of the game to Jaylen Brown. Really, really wanted to give it to Peyton Pritchard. The dude went off, had an unbelievable game. However, first half certainly outshadowed the second. Jaylen Brown, pretty consistent from start to finish. So he's the winner of the play of the game tonight. Very, very close match. But Jaylen Brown, 33 points in this game. No Jason Tatum, no Jrue Holiday. So the Celtics were down 2 starters once again. No Al Horford either. So 3 of their top 6 again sitting. And it doesn't matter. Granted, horrible Detroit Pistons team. But gives Jaylen Brown, gives Peyton Pritchard, some of these guys a little bit more leeway to search for their offense a little bit. Jaylen Brown, super efficient in this game. 33 points, 4 rebounds, 4 steals on 13 of 19 from the field. Honestly, the majority of his misses came from 3. He was 10 of 11. Yeah, 10 of 11 from inside the arc. He didn't miss his first non-3 field goal until like midway through the fourth quarter. Insanely efficient night from Jaylen Brown. Love to see it. This is one of those games where you watch him and the entire game just seems completely effortless. He just looked head and heels better than absolutely everybody on the court, including the guys on the Celtics. He just looked so much better, so locked in, so aggressive. Got to his spots, got to the rim, finished with the left hand, finished with the right hand, doing everything on the offensive side. Played a hell of a game defensively, too. Had 4 steals in this game, right? Highest on the team. Porzingis had 3. Solid game from him. Nice bounce back game. But Jaylen Brown, really, really good performance on both ends. Peyton Pritchard, right there, though. Right there. 20 points for Peyton Pritchard. 9 assists, 2 rebounds. This was a really good game. Peyton Pritchard came out of the gates just on fire. This was another game. 8 points in the first quarter. Another 8 in the second. Was just ridiculously efficient. So efficient. Moving the ball, getting people involved, hitting big shots. But what was impressive about Peyton Pritchard's game was the finishing at the rim. This dude has perfected the drive, nudge, and finish. The amount of times he gets into the lane, he does a nice little nudge, he gets his shoulder into his defender, knocks him off, even just a couple inches, goes up for the layup. Like, he is an undersized guard. He is using his body to give him every advantage possible, right? Because it's hard. It's hard when you're that short. But he is getting enough space because he is using his body so efficiently. And you just love to see that from him. You love to see it. This is the best basketball that Peyton Pritchard's played in his career. This last like month or so. Great, great basketball. And it's perfect. Bring it right into the playoffs, baby. This is what you want to see. Celtics have, what, 12 games left? 56-14. Yeah, that's 70 games. So 12 games left before playoffs. Peyton Pritchard's hitting his stride now. Perfect. It's what you want to see, right? Really good game from him. Porzingis, very good game. Last game wasn't his best. First game back in a while. So, like, listen, he's still got some rust that he's trying to shake off here. And part of me in this game, when the Celtics, when Joe Mazzulla subbed in Porzingis midway through the fourth quarter, I'm like, what on earth is he doing? Why is he bringing a lot of the starting lineup back in? And a lot of it was due to the fact that they just had not played a lot of minutes. Like, we're trying to gear up for the playoffs here. With 12 games left, you want to start getting these guys pretty consistent minutes. Get them into that 30 zone. Porzingis, even tonight after Joe subbed him back in for a little bit, right, only finished at 26 minutes. Derek White, 36. Jaylen Brown, 33. Peyton Pritchard, 38. Right, so he kept the minutes fairly low. And I get why he wanted to give Porzingis a little bit of extra run here. He subbed him in, I think, with like 5 or 6 minutes left in the fourth. We were still up 20 at that point. You got to get Porzingis into a little bit of a rhythm. And he did. In that fourth quarter, he had a really solid quarter overall. So good for Porzingis. 19 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Overall, great night. The efficiency is close to there, but it's not quite what he was doing earlier on in the season. 7 of 15 from the field. 2 of 6 from 3. Again, some of those numbers, honestly, the numbers are fine, right? They're just not the same Kristaps Porzingis numbers that we were used to seeing early on in this season. But overall, either way, solid. How about Derek White? Overall, solid game. Efficiency-wise, not there. 5 of 14 from the field, not great. 1 of 7 from 3, not great. However, the dude got to the free throw line. Super aggressive in this one, getting downhill, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 11 assists. He almost got another triple-double. Right after recording his first career triple-double, he was 2 rebounds shy of doing it again. And this wasn't a stat-chasing night. Derek White just went out and played the game the way it was supposed to be played. But again, when you're down 3 of your top 6, a little bit more responsibility is put on him. He has the ball in his hand a little bit more. He has the ability to continue to create offense. And my God, was he good, right? Really just overall solid performance from a lot of these starters. But we also got a little bit of help from the bench. I thought Sam Hauser played really well. This is his first game back after that injury on the night where he potentially could have broken the NBA record for most threes in a game. Came out here 4 of 11 from 3. 14 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, a steal. Overall, solid minutes. Right, I thought Brissett gave you meaningful minutes. Fit 19 minutes in this game. I thought he played pretty well. Not a game where, again, he's not a guy that's going to go out and take a million shots, score a bunch. I thought the energy was there. Moved the ball. Had a couple of really, really tough drives to the basket. Ended up getting fouled. Wasn't able to finish, but 6 points, again, solid. Luke Kornet played 17 minutes with no Al Horford in. Xavier Tillman actually got the start. Xavier Tillman didn't really play that well. There was a point in this game, he played a lot early on in the first quarter. Joe Mazzulla called a timeout late in the first, took him out. He didn't play a single minute in the second quarter. He ended up going back to him a little bit. This is a game, I don't think Tillman or Kornet really played a super efficient game. And it shows. I mean, if you look at the plus-minus, Tillman -3, Kornet -1. Every single person on the team outside of them two, positives. Neither of them were great. Guess I probably should have saved that for the negative part here. But outside of that, though, I thought we got pretty solid performances throughout the rest of the team. We saw Jordan Walsh get a nice baseline, backdoor cut, nice finish. Kata, great feed on that. Kata, solid. 3 minutes, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. An absurd stat line for 3 minutes of playing time. So really good overall. The Celtics moved the ball. This is a game. Didn't really shoot super well from three. 35.6%, so a little under league average. But 31 assists. Moved the ball. 9 steals, 5 blocks, only 7 turnovers, right? So overall, the Celtics did a good job of managing the game, playing the way that it was supposed to be played. They scored really well. The offense was buzzing. But I think the two key quarters here, second and fourth, held the Pistons to just 19 points, which is super bizarre because the Pistons' first quarter, I don't know what happened. But they were up 34-32. Honestly, they even had a lead after, like midway through the second, right? The Celtics turned on the Jets, though. 32 points in the first, 37 points in the second, 35 in the third. At that point, game was over. Still outscored them 25-19 in the fourth. Like, really, really good performance overall from the Celtics team, start to finish. Well, maybe like 9 minutes into the first quarter. The beginning of the first, a little bit tough. Shouldn't have let the Pistons score 34 points in that quarter, but the Celtics turned around, played really well the rest of the way. So good overall game from the Celtics team. It wasn't perfect, but it was pretty close. I do want to dive into some of the negatives here. Before we do that, I want to take a quick break for word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets?
All right, so I'm going to keep this section pretty short here because I really don't think there's a lot of negatives to talk about in this game. However, first quarter, we touched on it. Celtics outscored 34-32. In that quarter, despite scoring 32 points, we only had 6 assists on our 12 field goals made. But the big issue, the reason that Detroit scored 34 points, we gave up 5 offensive rebounds, right? Celtics gave up second chance points. We weren't crashing the glass as much. That was the reason that Xavier Tillman got screamed at, pulled from the game, didn't play at all in the second. Couple offensive rebounds go Detroit's way. Xavier Tillman gets blamed, pulls him out. Not saying that's a bad call by any means. I get it. But there are still some issues the Celtics were kind of working through. They figured it out. 5 offensive rebounds in the first quarter for Detroit. They ended the game with 8. So only 3 the rest of the way. Averaged out 1 per quarter, right? Overall, they did their job. They figured out what the issue was. They fixed it. They went to a lineup. You saw a little bit more Brissett. You saw more Cornette after that. Overall, they played well, right? Again, it's not perfect. I think there were points in this game where Cornette was out there. It didn't look good. There were points out there that Tillman was out there. It didn't look good. Again, come playoff time, you're going to be seeing a lot of Al Horford. You're going to see a lot of Porzingis. You're not going to have to rely a lot on Cornette and Tillman. With that being said, I think both of them in spurts have played excellent basketball. Tillman has shown a lot in a very short amount of time. Cornette has been very consistent for the better part of 3 months at this point. So I'm not in the least bit worried about this big man rotation anymore. I'm not in the least bit worried about the Celtics just bench depth in general. I think we have seen so much great basketball from Sam Hauser, Hayden Pritchard, Cornette, and Tillman. All 4 of them have stepped up, played outstanding basketball. And then you have Al Horford. That's 10 guys that I am very confident in come playoff time. The Celtics aren't going to run a 10-man lineup every night. That's not how the playoffs work. It's nice to have that depth, but it's not something that you're going to rely on very often, which to me puts the Celtics in a league of their own. Like, their top six is light years better than everybody in the NBA, 99% of the NBA, right? And then you have guys like Peyton Pritchard that are going out playing the way that he's playing. You have Sam Hauser, who almost set an NBA record the other day if he didn't get hurt, almost set the Celtics record in 23 minutes. So you have a lot of guys that are going out playing a big role, capable of giving you more. We just have so much talent on this team, which is great, right? It's absolutely what you want. So again, this game, not perfect. The big man rotation, clumsy, wasn't perfect, but it's really hard to complain about this game past that, right? With that being said, again, Celtics improve to 56-14 on the season, which is back to an 80% winning percentage, 800 winning percentage, 11 game lead over Milwaukee, winners of eight straight, moved their scoring differential to 11.7. Next highest in the NBA is the Thunder at 7.8. So we are just lapping the field right now. The only team under 20 losses, and we have 14. The Celtics continue to play absurdly good basketball, 32-3 at home. Best record at home, best record on the road, best scoring differential, first in offensive rating, second in defensive rating. The Celtics are rolling. That's where we're going to wrap things up. The Celtics are in a fantastic spot and continue to do it with starters on the bench. Love to see it. That's where we're going to wrap things up for tonight. If you haven't done so already, make sure to follow me on Twitter at NBA Celtics Guy. Join our Facebook page at Boston Celtics Till I Die. And make sure to share the podcast. Tell a friend. Listen to Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. Yeah, you couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we?